We shall be like him, December 20th. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Those who love God will have intelligent knowledge of him. The image of God will shine forth from the faces of his servants, and they will be openly acknowledged as sons and daughters of God. When in the world, they did not claim to be their own, and God set to his seal that they were his. Heaven will be for those who desire it with intense desire, who put forth efforts in proportion to the value of the object which they seek. The thoughts of those who will obtain heaven will be upon heavenly things, but those who are all taken up with the excitement and pleasure of this world will have no love whatever for God or heaven. Those who take no pleasure in thinking and talking of God in this life will not enjoy the life that is to come, where God is ever present dwelling among his people. But those who love to think of God will be in their element, breathing in the atmosphere of heaven. Those who on earth love the thought of heaven will be happy in its holy associations and pleasures. The prophet says, "His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads." Faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, Christ presents to the Father the purchase of his blood, declaring, "Here am I, and the children whom thou hast given me. Those that thou gavest me I have kept." Oh, the wonders of redeeming love! The rapture of that hour when the infinite Father, looking upon the ransomed, shall behold his image, sin's discord banished, its blight removed, and the human once more in harmony with the divine.